Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hey, everybody. So welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly, annual general meeting season, and secondly, the UK's Spending Balancing Act. So firstly, on annual general meetings. So fourth quarter earnings season is almost over, and the investor focus is beginning to shift to the shareholder annual general meetings and the so-called proxy voting season. This ramps up to a May peak and is one of the most important ways investors can influence how a company is run, everything from executive pay to various policies and dividends and share buybacks. These meetings need to be held within 6 months of the end of the year. The most famous of these is probably Berkshire Hathaway's so-called Woodstock for Capitalists every year in Omaha, set for May the 4th. But retail investors have become increasingly important. They now directly own an estimated 31% of all US shares, but represented in the management of companies as they only vote about 30% of these shares. That compares with nearly 70% of institutional investors who vote. But this is all starting to change as brokers encourage participation and fund companies now offer something called pass-through voting that allows underlying investors in their funds to vote their holdings. So all the industry big three now, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, they collectively vote about 25% of US ballots, now all offer this. Our second topic is today's UK Spending Balancing Act. So UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt will today set out the UK government's spending plans. This will likely include some headline-grabbing income tax cuts funded by a range of niche tax rises as the Conservative government seeks to try and claw back some of its huge 20-point opinion poll deficit versus the opposition Labour Party that's been tacking to the centre ground, with an election likely to come in October or November this year. But the budget room for manoeuvre is very limited, with debt levels in the UK rising, inflation stubbornly high, and interest rates over 5%. And crucially, memories of the brief Truss government's big unfunded tax cuts and the market's very violent reaction to that still fresh. So the Chancellor will seek to walk a fine line, especially with bond yields already rising again and with too much fiscal stimulus potentially making the UK's inflation problem and the Bank of England's predicament only worse. This has actually all been helping keep the British pound strong and keeping up with the resurgent US dollar, but it's been a big headwind to the FTSE 100, which gets nearly 70% of its sales from abroad. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.